Business Rock Hill, brought to you by Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.
This week on Business Rock Hill, it is now a requirement to wear a mask inside the City of Rock Hill's business establishments. City Council approved the emergency mask mandate with a 5-2 vote last weekend. Councilman Jim Reno was one of the votes in favor of the ordinance.
For me, it comes down first and foremost to a lot of what we've heard here. It's about loving your neighbor and the fact that something I do, and if I don't do it, I can adversely impact others.
Councilman John Black voted against the ordinance and had concerns about how it would be enforced.
Mandating someone to do something that's practically unenforceable or confusing when it should be enforceable, when it should not be, doesn't do our community any good.
Police Chief Chris Watts said this is not an enforcement action they are going to be seeking out.
It's mostly involving the businesses when you're inside, and we're planning on them to police themselves. Now, if they have a customer that comes in that will not comply with their request, then a business calls us, and we'll be happy to deal with that incident.
Substation 2 owner Charlie Ruffalo said they saw a change after Rock Hill approved this ordinance.
This went into effect, that mandatory masks indoors in Rock Hill. We had we went from 30% compliance wearing masks to over 95% wearing masks. And through the weekend, we maintained that. It's still not 100%. It's actually dropping back a little bit.
Rock Hill Police spokesperson Michael Chavis said they have only had one call about masks, and it was for an employee not wearing the mask properly. And that's this week's Business Rock Hill.
Business Rock Hill is heard Wednesdays here on WRHI 100.1 FM. Brought to you by the Rock Hill Economic Development Corporation, connecting bright minds and big ideas.